my wife and I had a big shouting argument in the middle of the week. And normally don't get that shouty, that loud, that pushy against each other.
I do. I get very loud. You can hear me three miles
away. I got angry, and that was the problem.
I don't get angry. That's no problem.
That was the problem.
I just make it louder so it penetrates.
I understand that. I've done that, but in this case,
I don't say, I don't want to hurt your feelings, dear. But you can't do that. No. See? No. You can't do that! See? Meaning, maybe it's once, twice, three times, and then she changes the subject. So you don't know what the hell you're talking about anymore.
That's exactly what it is. I can't even tell you.
But I told you all the same. They're all goats.
No, I can't even tell you what we were arguing about after a while. We're just yelling back and forth.
I know.
But then, Roy, I noticed later, I was out of sorts, and then I noticed the next day, thoughts came in my mind to have relations with her. Thoughts came in my mind to drink a beer. Thoughts came in my mind to do all these.
And what she'll do.
And I didn't.
Listen. but let me ask you, there's a reciprocal side to that. Next morning, if they're really smart, they act like nothing happened. And they're really nice to you. It's called the art of manipulation through unfinished business. Because you got the problem, you got the guilt that you want to relieve, and suddenly she's nice to you like nothing happened.